Vanetics with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, a series of visionary teachings on spiritual leadership, soul growth, and the principles of divine administration, presented by the mandate of the Bright and Morning Star at the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. This is Vanetics episode 56 with Neon Emerson Chase. The title of the teaching is The Change Point, Light in Life, and Suddenlies. Here is Neon Emerson Chase.
Suddenlies, the change point, and light in life. Many carry within us, at some level, a vision of a world in a higher stage of reality, what the Urantia book refers to as a higher planetary mortal epic or dispensation. There are 7 planetary mortal dispensations or epics. They're progressive levels of consciousness and implementation. The first 6 usually happen before the 7th. The 7th often is considered the era of light and life, and in some places, it's the 8th planetary mortal epic of light and life. And in that era of light and life, there are 7 progressive stages. And the Urantia book gives more details of what those progressive planetary mortal dispensations are and what those stages of light and life are. And we will probably teach a little more in detail about that in coming Sundays. It usually takes tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of years for a planet to attain, in completion, a planetary mortal epic. So talk about not being in a hurry or slowing down. Our concept of time is very different, because when you are in the eternal moment, time has a whole different meaning. According to paper 52 of the Urantia book, which is entitled Planetary Mortal Epics, these successive ages are determined by planetary missions of various celestial personalities who are involved with the divine administration of the planet, which is in another dimension of the world on which they are serving. And that other dimension usually is not seen by the majority of human beings. Last week, we read something from the Urantia book where Jesus was given a teaching about angels. And this planet is filled with these wondrous celestial beings. We just don't see them. And because we're all so wrapped up in our own agendas and we're in such a rush and hurry, we aren't aware of them. And they're saying, hey, hey, trying to get our attention. And we're just busy doing our own thing. But we are so loved and cherished. And so there is a spiritual administration on this planet that really has nothing to do with the human governments on the planet. And it is called a divine administration or divine government that celestial beings, ideally as we progress and move forward as a civilization, we become more and more in alignment with that administration that is in the spirit world, that is called divine administration. Those celestial personalities cannot arbitrarily influence the decisions of us mortals of any world. They can and do coordinate their endeavors to lead the mortal to make higher decisions. The universal Father's cosmic law is to always honor each individual's free will, human or otherwise. So they honor all the angelic personalities, also their free will, and allow each personality to make his or her own decisions, regardless of the consequences of the choices. Thus, 200,000 years ago, the succession of decisions made by the administrative system sovereign, Lucifer, who Gabriel referred to earlier, and others who collaborated with him, they were never stopped. Though there was counsel and advice given to them by their elders. Along with Lucifer and his assistant, Satan, 37 planetary princes and a multitude of other celestial personalities in their free will choices created a system-wide severance of universe circuitry. And our planet, called Urantia, was one of those 37 planets. Students in the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion are learning about the far-reaching ramifications of the Lucifer Rebellion, not only on our planet, but in our system and even in other universes. In our healing and growth processes to become more whole in divine pattern, we individuals experience our own personal inner turmoil and tumult as we discover the influence of the Lucifer Manifesto in our own lives and in ourselves. As we seek a higher and more perfected way of thinking, feeling, and doing, we can encounter many challenges. In our training to be human rights ministers and missionaries for this new world coming that you mentioned earlier, we continue to realize and confront the depth of error and evil in the dominant culture, the third dimension, which basically does rule our world today. Teachings from various religions agree with the Urantia book statement that no social system or political regime which denies the reality of God can contribute in any constructive and lasting manner to the advancement of human civilization. 2,000 years ago, Jesus asked his apostles and disciples to be in the world, but not of it. And he has asked that of every generation since, including today. So we here in this spiritually based community, this religious order, referred to as divine administration on Urantia, we are trying to live and serve in the world, but not be of its materialistic values. And we have done this by creating a culture of congruency within divine pattern. Far from perfect, but we're aiming for that. Our goal is for our culture in divine administration to parallel as much as possible the culture of the higher planetary mortal epochs or dispensations and first stage of light and life. The first planetary mortal epoch on Urantia, called the primitive man or the pre-planetary prince man era, lasted 400,000 years longer than the usual 100,000 years of other worlds. So our world seems from the very beginning to be slower. The second planetary mortal epoch, called the post-planetary prince man era, usually lasts 500,000 years before the entire citizenry of the planet evolves into the third era or dispensation. You know, we think we're going to just in one generation make these changes. When you look at this, it's because the celestials who come to serve here and work and create these civilizations and cultures, they do not go against the free will choices of the people on the planet. So it takes a little longer. On Urantia, the second era had been progressing nicely for 300,000 years before the Lucifer Rebellion happened. Then all the hard work for progress that had resulted over hundreds of thousands of years swiftly deteriorated into the primitive and barbaric consciousness of what it had been 300,000 years before. The lesson here is that whenever an individual or group deviates from divine pattern, from the truly right way in God's cosmic laws, then disaster will eventually follow. Lucifer and those who collaborated with him attempted a coup of divine administration on a system level. Now, I'm not talking about our solar system. Our solar system is one of many within a larger administrative system of planets that, again, Gabriel referred to earlier. And the name of that administrative system is Satania. They failed at the system level, Lucifer and his cohorts in their coup. But 37 planets in that system fell to takeovers by personalities out of divine mind and procedure, and that included our beloved world here. And that happened 200,000 years ago. On our world, the celestial leaders of this coup were the planetary prince, Caligastia, who again Gabriel mentioned earlier, and his assistant, Dalagastia, who collaborated with Lucifer in his rebellion against Michael of Nebadon and divine administration. It'd make for a good science fiction or fantasy movie or just a good old history movie of our planet, wouldn't it? Someday, we'll have a movie on it. True growth and evolution takes much longer than destruction. 300,000 years of progress during the planetary prince dispensation was destroyed fairly quickly in the Caligastia Rebellion. I recently watched the 20-minute destruction of a shaggy bark juniper tree that took about 500 years to grow into its magnificence. And I heard the man who was sawing down this tree complain that this was taking too long. So just in a matter of minutes, something that took 500 years to become what it was can be destroyed. How quickly homes, hospitals, and schools are destroyed by the bombs of wartime. How suddenly a mother's child can be destroyed by a cluster bomb. That child took 9 months to form within her womb, and years of her loving, nurturing, and protecting, only to be blown into little pieces. However, we know that the soul of that child lives on, and all of the love, the nurturance, and guidance that child received is still part of his or her eternal soul. History of this planet shows us over and over that revolution is too sudden, that evolution is what works. And we can study the history of revolutions that have happened in many countries and coups that took place, and usually how disastrous they turned out to be. The first revolution on this planet was started by Caligastia 200,000 years ago and ended in destruction and disaster that we inhabitants of this world are still suffering from. Caligastia had some great ideas to give a little shove to the work of progressing the people of this world. He was sure that his ideas would work much better than those procedures in the divine administration that had been set up. He rebelled and revolted against that divine pattern. Some of his goals may have matched some of the ideals and goals of universe divine administration, but his methods were wrong. He wanted a change point in his timing, not God's. And in order to rush things up, he had to deviate from many of God's cosmic laws, just as many humans have done throughout the 200,000-year history since the Lucifer revolt. Caligastia denied the wisdom and authority of those personalities who were his elders, the various mandated leaders at the constellation, universe, superuniverse, and paradise levels. Caligastia got impatient, just as Adam and Eve of Urantia and their collaborators did during the third planetary mortal epoch called the post-Adamic man era. Because Caligastia joined the Lucifer Rebellion, the second planetary mortal epoch on Urantia, our Earth, was never realized within divine administration principles. So when Adam and Eve came thousands and thousands of years later, they came to this planet, which was a mess. And after about 150 years of serving, they too defaulted in their impatience and wanted to create a change point within their time frame rather than in God's. As a result, our world suffered another terrible setback and never progressed fully into its third planetary mortal epoch. Though Urantia has had an emergency bestowal of a Melchizedek and the bestowal of Michael of Nebadon as Jesus, this world, after about 1 million years of human habitation, has not even realized the second planetary mortal epoch in its fullness. So we're very backwards and from perspective of normal planets that didn't rebel, get involved in the rebellion or a default of any kind. We're extremely backwards. So by higher universe standards within divine pattern, the consciousness of most citizens on this world are of a barbaric and primitive people. Even though we have accomplished some semblance of space travel and many, many other technological advances, but we have also created mass weapons of destruction, very mass, weapons that can destroy every semblance of life on this world. And that is very much out of divine pattern. Continuing fifth epical revelation, which is found in the Cosmic Family volumes, tells us that this world, Urantia, is soon to come into the first stage of light and life. Right now, we are in the pre-stages of light and life, though it may not seem like that when you look at the events that are happening. And yet there are pockets of light all over the planet where individuals and groups are coming together and trying to contribute to true progress, true evolution of this world into a higher civilization. And for most, it's like swimming upstream all the time. So how can the people of Urantia move into the first stage of light and life when they haven't even progressed past the second planetary mortal epoch? How can the quantum leap, the change point of that magnitude happen? It's not by revolution, but by spiritualution, a concept that Gabriel introduced to us. Revolution happens in God's permissive will. Spiritualution happens in his perfect will and in his timing. And I should say his or her timing, because God really is beyond gender. And at our universe level, we have a universe father, Michael of Nebadon, who bestowed upon this world as Jesus. And we have a universe mother spirit. And her presence is coming forth more and more in these days now. Suddenlies, change points, big and small, they can happen within divine pattern. The Urantia book indicates that many suddenlies have occurred throughout the evolution of life on this earth. And biologists and other scientists recognize that suddenlies or sudden mutations do happen in the evolutionary process. They can't explain it, but it appears. There were three suddenlies that occurred in the evolution of mammals, according to the Urantia book, before the emergent of the first human beings, Andon and Fanta. And they also were a suddenly. And there's a wonderful story in the Urantia book about Andon and Fanta, which would also make a wonderful movie. Andon and Fanta were a mutation and radically different from their parents and their siblings and their tribe. They were in all ways superior. They were bigger, they were taller, they had less hair on their bodies, and of course, their brains were much bigger. These first two humans, twins, male and female, went on to make choices that catapulted them into a completely different reality from the society they were born into. They created another higher society, and their descendants then moved on, contributing greatly to the progress of human beings on this world. And they made up for thousands and thousands of years, actually 500,000 years, really, they made up the first planetary mortal epoch, the primitive man era. A spiritualution sponsored by a divine administration of celestials and human beings collaborating together is destined to happen. It is within the context of a spiritualution that the suddenlies, the change points, can happen. It is within a spiritualution that the first stage of light and life can emerge concurrently with the fullness of the last four planetary mortal epochs. Today, We humans in divine administration have faith in the outworking of God's will for this world called Urantia. We realize that we have to create a clearly defined identity for the divine administration movement, a spiritualution that goes beyond all other movements for justice and fairness for all peoples, regardless of race, religion, color, or economic status. The fourth order starseed, as well as other orders of starseed whose point of origin are from other universes, here in divine administration, carry within their memories a sense of mission to implement a divine new order of society, a divine new order. And the first and second light souls have imprinted within their psyches a desire and vision of a better and higher reality. Together, young and old have joined with celestial overcontrol to implement a spiritualution, but not a revolution. There are millions of people worldwide who are clamoring for a more just and right world for all of its citizens, a world of peace and prosperity for all. They are crying out for a suddenly that would bring this world into light and life, though they may not use that terminology. That is their heart's desire. That change point can only come within God's perfect will, within His timing, and within His cosmic laws. That change point, and we call it the final change point, can only come within the context of an epical revelation and within the context of human beings collaborating with celestial overcontrol in implementing a divine administration on this world. And it has nothing to do with being a Republican or a Democrat or being a capitalist or a socialist or being a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Christian or a Jew or whatever. It has to do with a spiritual brotherhood and sisterhood among people of all races and nationalities. It has to do with the kingdom of God being within our hearts, within ourselves, and among each other in that brotherhood and sisterhood. It doesn't really have to do with buildings or churches or anything like that. That's all just tools that are used to bring this true spiritual, living, dynamic brotherhood and sisterhood to the world. Thank you very much.
Vanetics, a visionary podcast highlighting the teachings of Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, founders of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion, home of the Global Temple of Divine Administration. For those who feel called to serve humanity as destiny reservists, visit uaspr.org. We bid you come.